Today in the Gospel, we read that Jesus called the 12. He chooses them from among his disciples to be his apostles. And today in prayer, I hope we can feel in our heart that Christ Jesus called each one of us by name: Louis, Claude, Philip, Matthew, and so on. He asks us to be his apostles. We are not just a few followers, just mere followers, but we are called to announce the gospel, to proclaim it among our friends, families, and also into the world around us, especially in our village. We are called to bear witness by it through our lives by proclaiming the kingdom of God. Today, as we come in this gathering, we can ask ourselves, what does my apostolic life look like? It may seem like a very difficult thing, but Christ Jesus will never ask us for something impossible or something that we could not achieve. Today, he asks us to be faithful and consistent, coherent with our lives, because this is how we can do the best and more effective apostolate. When others see us around, let them know that we were chosen from baptism, because it is there that the Lord calls us to be his sons and daughters and to bear witness to him. And remember, we ratify, we approve this call with the sacrament of confirmation when we accept and commit ourselves to lead a life according to what he asks of us, making appropriate use of our freedom and also a mutual love. My dear friends, let us ask Mary, Queen of the Apostles, to guide us in this way on this path of sanctification that her son proposed to us. And then, I hope, we could be faithful and persevering until we reach the heavenly homeland. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.